Welcome to the Bill and Rookie Podcast for this 10th day of March 2021. On the 9th day of March 2021, the Packers announced that they will not up their ticket prices this year for the first time in 12 years, I think, that they didn't raise the tickets. And that's fairly predictable, I guess, after last year when no one could go to the games. But as we look at the ticket prices, I know they didn't go up, but, man, are they expensive? And I brought this up on the Bill and Rookie Experience this morning. Did you ever imagine that you'd have to pay $150 to go to a football game?
And never. Never.
I never did. I remember, and I'll be honest, I haven't paid for a ticket to a football game in probably, what year is it, 2021? It's probably been 20 years, close to 20 years since I actually bought a ticket to a game. That would have been Kansas City Chiefs game. And that wasn't even buying, like, that was buying somebody's season ticket. You know what I mean? A friend of mine had season tickets. He had two of them, and sometimes his other guy didn't go, and I would buy the ticket from him. But it wasn't, I don't remember what it was, but it wasn't $150.
No way. No, not at all.
So I don't know how people do it, to be honest with you. When I was in Cincinnati a couple years ago, when I was in Washington a couple years ago with my mom, we decided the Cubs were in Washington, they just happened to be there that weekend, so we decided to go to a game. Well, you know, you get on StubHub or whatever, and we want to sit on the third base side behind their dugout, whatever, and I'm thinking, you know what, I may never get back here again. I'm going to spend whatever I got to spend on some good seats. Right? Ended up spending like $90 a seat for one baseball game, which is almost as much as I've ever paid for a baseball ticket. But that was because I was in a new place, never been there probably, maybe never get there again, that kind of thing. A once-in-a-lifetime type of thing, right? If you are the Brewers or if you're the Packers, I mean, how many people can you count on doing that, you know, doing, well, this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing, I'll spend the $180 on the ticket or whatever it is. I mean, is there enough people to, you know?
Well, clearly in the National Football League for the elite teams like the Green Bay Packers or the historic, iconic teams, like the Green Bay Packers, that's not a problem, right? There's a waiting list to get season tickets. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're not going to buy yours, if you want to opt out of your season tickets, there's somebody that's more than willing to buy them. And I would imagine that there are some people that are, you know, that trek out here from far distances that, you know, save up and it's their big vacation, sure, their big splurge, and do that. But as a whole, you're right. I mean, it's just crazy what a ticket price has become to take an old family of four to a ball game these days. It's insane. But there's obviously a market for it. And it's not just football and sporting events. We talked about this. It's concerts and it's movies and plays, anything like that. The price for a ticket is just crazy. And when you don't have season tickets, or if you take a concert, for instance, it's hard to get tickets because these bots, these computer programs, gobble them up. All the good seats, right? You know, you can get a concert ticket if you want to sit in the boondocks way in the back and not be able to see your favorite band. But if you want something where you can actually see what they look like, you know, they've been gobbled up by bots and you got to buy them on the secondary market and you're paying, you know, I don't know how many times that we've gone to see the Foo Fighters, Mrs. Rookie's favorite band. And if you want a good seat, I mean, you're talking $250 a ticket. It's insane what's gone on.
That's insane. That's insane.
You know, and I've done this before. Sorry to interrupt. You know, when we've talked about, you know, I've been to World Series and as a fan and covering things as media members. And I don't know if you have ticket stubs that you've collected over the years, but I've collected ticket stubs over the years from being at the Minnesota Twins World Series in 1987 when I was there as a fan, 91 I was there as a member of the media. I've got hockey tickets. I've got ticket prices from the inaugural USFL championship game at Mile High Stadium. And it's amazing to look at those ticket prices, $20, $18. You know, now I know that's a long, long time ago, but even if you put those dollars in today's dollars, I highly doubt it would be $150 for the ticket.
I agree. I don't have any more ticket stubs. You might imagine.
The Great Fire.
Whatever I did have were lost. But there was a summer, a couple summers when I was in my teens and, you know, just started driving. There was an outdoor music theater called Poplar Creek, which was only about 20 minutes from my house. Everybody came through there. Every big-name band came through there because it was on their Chicago stop. And it was like the only outdoor theater, big outdoor theater in Chicago at the time. So everybody came through there. And I used to go to concerts all the time. And you'd sit on the lawn, and you get a seat for $10 or $15 to sit up on the lawn. Now, I used to have ticket stubs to see, like, Queen and
sure.
The Police. You know, they paid $15 for it. And now it's just unbelievable. Yeah. I don't want to sound like, you know, get off my lawn guy, but I mean, please,
right?
The rate of increase is far surpassed the rate of inflation and everything else, and certainly the rate of wage hikes and things like that. I mean, I remember when I was a little kid, used to stand in line on a game day at Wrigley Field to get a ticket. You couldn't buy them in advance for the bleachers. And they were $3, $3.50 to get in. Then when they went to $5, there was an outrage. It's like, are you kidding me? $5 for a ticket in the bleachers? And then there was a long period of time where I didn't buy a ticket to a bleacher game. And next thing I know, they were like $15. I'm like, are you got to be kidding me? $15 to sit in the bleachers? And I don't even know what that is. Like $45 now. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, if you bought a $20 game ticket in 1987, it'd be $46.31 today. It's just crazy. And look, we even talked about that when the Super Bowl rolled around, the history of the price of the Super Bowl ticket.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I mean, that's kind of understandable to a degree because it's a huge event and everything.
It is, but I mean,
it's a regular season game.
Yeah, but I mean, really, a Super Bowl ticket that costs $3,500 for the average fan?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I don't know who could afford that. I certainly couldn't.
No. That's why I'm in the media, to get into games for free.
Part of the reason. I'm not going to lie. It's part of the reason I wanted to do it.
Well, you know, the thing is, you know, Jackson and Gabby are at the age where they want to go see a Packers game. Okay, how about we go see a preseason game? Because I can get tickets for, you know, face value is like $40, $60, whatever it was that we were talking about this morning. But people are itching to get rid of them. You can get one for $40. You know?
Right.
Jackson might know the difference. Gabby wouldn't, but... You know, it is crazy, but, you know, and it's not going anywhere.
You want to go to a Packer game, dude, that's a lot of lawns cutting.
Exactly.
Better get that mower fired up.
Get mowing.
But it's not going to get any better anytime soon.
It is not. And the hard part is, you know, like when you went to Washington, D.C. and saw the game good, once you go down low and see it from a good angle, who wants to go back to the cheap seats?
I know. You're right. Exactly.
So,
you're right about that.
Anyway.
All right. I've vented.
Right.
I feel better now. I feel better.
We didn't change anything. They're still going to go up. Wait till the ticket invoices coming out next year for the Packers after they stayed flat this year.
Good point. Good point indeed. Well, maybe they'll get that bonus game this year. Maybe we won't. We'll find out. Stay tuned to the Bill and Rookie Experience. Join us each and every Monday through Friday, starting at 6 a.m., and you can get in on the conversation with us. We hope you will. See you then on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400, The Fan.